So now we go on to some news items. We have one or two items related to the natural world, with two news stories about the Norfolk Broads, and then willow trees on Riverside Road, exotic birds, and the achievements of the Young Farmers Association. Neglectful boat owners could face tougher action on the Norfolk Broads amid a growing problem of wrecked vessels that has seen numbers rise by 600% in just 4 years. The Broads Authority, the BA, is looking to increase its powers to remove vessels failing to meet the correct standards in a bid to tackle the growing problem across the network of rivers and broads. It is a tricky situation, as previously boats that have a legal owner are not considered abandoned, even if they are in dangerous disrepair. But changes to its policy will mean boats deemed unserviceable could be removed if measures are not taken within a month to make them shipshape.
Motor cruisers running on diesel could soon face higher fees to use the Norfolk Broads as part of a push to encourage hire boat firms to become more environmentally friendly. The Broads Authority is considering a rethink of the amount it charges rental companies in toll fees next year. Under the plans, revealed at a navigation committee meeting, electric and hybrid boats could pay less to use the waterways, while those running on just diesel would be expected to pay more. Hired sailing boats will also see their toll fees frozen this year to support these fleets, which have seen a reduction in the number of people using them. It is hoped this eco-levy will encourage hire boat firms in the Broads to prepare for an electric switchover, which is seen as the future of boating, in order to address the environmental impact of fossil fuels. Private motorboat owners will not be affected, although senior officials hope the move will be a step in a direction towards the authority's overall ambitions to usher in a new era of environmentally friendly boating.
Willow trees in a scenic spot have been cut back in a move that has sparked concern that they have been left too bare. The trees stand alongside the Riverside Walk in the Quayside, Norwich, which is one of the most photographed spots in the city. Now the trees have been pruned by the Norwich City Council in what a spokesman has said is a routine effort to keep things tidy. The method of pruning, called pollarding, is designed to keep the trees at a certain height. Maintenance jobs have seen the willows cut back drastically in recent years, but now the trees are skinnier than ever before, with some being left entirely bare. City folk can expect the greenery to return by the turn of spring.
A flock of 9 exotic birds have been spotted feeding in a garden on the city outskirts. Carolyn Smith, who lives just off Keswick Road in Cringleford, has been welcoming the occasional group of parakeets into her garden for the last year, but never expected to see 9 all at once. The species of parakeet found in our fine city are called ring-necked parakeets and are originally from India, having first settled in the country in Norfolk in 1855, before dying out and re-emerging in London and Kent in the 1960s. It is believed that bird feeders help the exotic birds to survive the British winters, which is potentially why they remain in urban areas, nesting in old trees, often found in city parks as opposed to the countryside.
Norfolk's Young Farmers celebrated a milestone year of exceptional achievement and progress at their 80th annual meeting. The Norfolk Federation of Young Farmers Clubs, YFCs, gathered at the Norfolk Showground to review an eventful 12 months. Chairman Benjamin Johnson reflected on a dynamic year, which included notable successes at county, regional and national competitions, high-profile displays at events including the Royal Norfolk Show, and impressive fundraising efforts. He said a particular highlight of the was Norfolk YFC's 80th anniversary Oak Ball, held at the Norfolk Showground in May, which was attended by 1,500 people and raised £54,000 for the club's Skills Initiative Fund, which helps pay for career-boosting training and qualifications. He praised the enthusiasm, dedication and passion of the club's members, adding, "It has been my privilege to serve you as county chairman, even more so in our 80th anniversary year."
a village's new community hall, which cost more than £1 million, has finally been completed after its opening date was repeatedly delayed due to a number of setbacks. The multi-purpose centre, along Long Lane in Stoke Holy Cross, includes a main hall, a separate meeting room, a large multi-purpose kitchen and a hall area. It will be used for meetings and events, as well as being home to a cafe, bar and an Ofsted-approved classroom for the village preschool. Funding for the project was secured in June 2023, which included a significant grant from the South Norfolk Council Infrastructure Fund, and ground was officially broken in January this year. An initial completion date was set for mid-August, but heavy rains slowed work to a near halt, and the opening was pushed to September. Supply chain issues saw the deadline moved again, but on Wednesday the 20th of November, it saw the preschool staff welcome the first kids back to the modern venue.
One of the finest star atlases from the 1600s will go on display at a stately home in Norfolk following months of conservation work. The atlas is from the golden age of Dutch map-making and will be showcased for the first time at the National Trust's Blickling Estate near Aylsham. Only about 20 copies of the atlas, published in 1661, are thought to survive worldwide. Harmonia Macrocosmica was created by German-born author Andreas Cellarius and describes the movement of the stars, charts the constellations of the Northern Hemisphere, and explores the known planetary models of the time. A conservation expert spent 3 months restoring the masterpiece's 29 hand-coloured plates. Blickling librarian Rebecca Feeks said, "Some of the ideas in the book seem strange to us now, but the stunning illustrations leave no doubt that Cellarius and his contemporaries were just as awestruck by the night sky as we are today."
An ambulance worker saved a girl from falling 40 feet from an A47 bridge as she teetered on the wrong side of the railings. Ian Wilgris, an emergency medical technician for the East of England Ambulance Service, was on duty with mental health nurse Dawn Dee when they were called to the incident near the Longwater Retail Park in Norwich. At the scene, they found the 15-year-old girl had climbed over the bridge's barrier and was on a 6-inch ledge above the major road. "We had discussed the risk of grabbing the girl with police on the scene, but I decided that if I believed she was going to fall or jump, I would grab her. Then I saw her start to lean forward and that she was going to fall. I grabbed her and police helped me bring her to the other side of the rail, and she was taken to hospital for further help."